evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome to Vespers. We need to welcome, we will be welcoming a number of new people into the village today. My name is Carol, I'm one of the directors, and I'm so pleased to see so many new faces tonight. If you would please rise, and if rise as you are able when I read your name, and then stay standing, and we would love to welcome you all together. I'd like people to be able to see your faces and know where you're from, so that sometimes wonderful connections are made through those origins sometimes. So, from Crookston, Minnesota, Thomas Fuchs, Pamela Holsinger Fuchs, Gillian and Michaela, could you stand? From Crookston. There you are. Okay, great. From Milwaukee, Oregon, Dale and Patricia Jampgard. From Bend, Oregon, Kathy Collins, John Merrick, Nancy, David, Lisa, and Julie Merrick, and Taylor Smith. From Presho, South Dakota, Bruce Hope, Lori Ellis, Simon, and Bridger Hope. And from Lake Stevens, Washington, Stina and Heidi Lund, back from the youth gathering in San Antonio. And Joan Lundquist from Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. Also Rick, Eric, Heidi, and Sarah Lundquist. From Seattle, Janelle Milleran, Steve, Aaron, Anna Milleran, Molly Christman, and Sophia Echegaray. Is that close enough? Close enough? Okay. And from Linden, Washington, Cindy Peterson. From Seattle, Viola Van Gilder. You made it. I'm so glad. Okay. Kenosha, Wisconsin, Peter Jampgard. From Davis, California, Peter Herms. Carol Klipstein, Alexander Herns, Katrina Charlotte Herns. Hernes, the Hernes family. And from Stockton, California, Mark and Deborah Holmrood. From Davis, California, Marion James. From Davis, also John Morin and Joan Morin. Also from Davis, Marilyn Moyle and Peter Moyle. From Davis, also Noah Moyle. And from Winters, California, Helen Nikowski and Howard Nikowski. Also from Davis, Russ Paulson, Marvy, Tim, Kessie, and Kendall Paulson. From Davis, also Doug Pook and Janine Cluck. And from Davis, Don Ranstrom, Roberta Ranstrom. All of you, welcome to Holden. And as always these days, we are losing some people tomorrow. Will you stand, please, those of you who need to go out into the world tomorrow, and we will, oh my, a lot of you. Oh my. Oh dear. Come on, a collective. Oh. Okay. Let's pray. Faithful God, you've promised to be with us always. We're thankful that you are with us in our grief, in our joy, and that you give us the blessing of friendship. Be with these friends as they go away from us now. Guide their paths. Be with them as you're with all of us. Bring them back to Holden. And thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
What? Well, I'm going to stretch things out.
Do you ever feel like Jesus sometimes? Hello? Miracle of the loaves. This is called A Moment of Blessing. Keep going, guy. You're doing good. We do these, as I call it, a street liturgy in Pierce County, Tacoma. We started probably, we didn't do it with any intent of where it turned out to go, with where a homicide or a violent death took place in a street or in a house, an apartment, a park. Those are all the places that this does happen. It crosses all cultures, so every ethnic, racial group in our city at least, there's been a moment of blessing. Everything from three-year-olds whose moms decided they couldn't handle them to 84-year-olds to the zip codes of all our city, not just 98404, which gets in the newspaper all the time. That was 1993. I just want to show you that at the height of violence in this nation, gangs in all large cities of one size or another. And that made the New York, that's our local paper, and then Time Magazine chose that, and it's a full page picture, and that's how Tacoma got labeled the way it did. That's when the key is where there's a young boy looking at somebody who was shot being helped by a medic and with his hands behind his head, and the sign says, "When children are present." So we give thanks, by the way, that children are present for the other news, which is the good news. And in the midst of that, God is with us always, even in those terrible, violent ways, just as with the man called Jesus when he was put on his cross, and he wouldn't stay there. So we give thanks for all who participate. Normally, we just go to a place, it could be one person to 500. The only time we did a moment of blessing this large was once. It was at PLU, Pacific Lutheran University, when Dr. James Holloway was killed randomly on campus, and students still walk by that spot and remember him with tears sometimes, because he was so loved and so gifted a musician that crossed all boundary lines. Some have absolutely no one to come to their moment of blessing. And when I've done them by myself, Dave Alger from Associated Ministries, a good Presbyterian, I would simply do it, and I would do the whole ritual, by the way. And it didn't matter if the people thought you were nutty, you just do it. And so I give thanks today that we can do it here. When James Holloway died, this is the number of people and the gifts of music, and we're going to have Steffi and Carol and Nancy, I believe, right? In the Russian Greek Orthodox tradition, there's an icon. For those who have been in my little study, which is no study at all, but they know, that's why they're laughing. There's a beautiful icon called the Trinity. It's also the Old Testament. It's three women, feminine figures, let's put it that way, at a table with their fingers, and it's sort of a gang sign, only it's the God sign. And I really truly see, because so many of these moment of blessings, those poles, by the way, are the names of the women, children, and men who have been violently life taken away. The purple ribbons now, we have actually six of these poles now. We used to just scotch tape them. And then we didn't know how violent we were in our own city. And the purple ones now symbolize domestic violence, which is epidemic in this nation, by the way. Certainly in many of our cities and homes. And frankly, right in this room. I already know it. And I already know some of you have been abused. Some of you already have violent deaths in your families. I know that. You know it. We don't have to show the world that. But in a sense, where do you find your place to grieve? And so I give thanks to the leadership here that on a day of hunger awareness, This is another awareness of our hunger for life amidst violence. So thank you. So we're going to start with a... I want to show you what one looks like when the news media sees it and when the Christian news media sees it. We are the other one, right? I think so. You can say amen.
Amen.
And this is not to make you feel morbid or anything. In fact, yesterday, what were we singing? Fly away, fly away. You're all singing about death, celebrating death. That only can happen in a community that understands that death is going to be for us, and we someday will celebrate with the Lord that promises to be with us always, even in the midst. I want to give thanks for our young guys. One of them's leaving tomorrow, Aaron and Sam. Give them a hand. And I say that because too many of the names on here are goofy young ones like that. And you only want to pray they can stay that goofy for a long time to come. And the one you're going to see here is Patricelli. I mean, an Italian. It's not a very Lutheran name. But it was in a place where they hadn't had killings in 80 years, Milton. It's a little dinky rural place where a lot of young people go to find other young people. And this night was a tragic one. I want you to listen carefully to the brother, the little boy, whose brother now is gone. The father, who, and they happen to be Roman Catholic, and when the moment of blessing that we did was over, we went, after everybody left, they said, Pastor, would you come over? We went to the spot. We knelt on the ground that was once just a dirty spot of violence. And the father and the brother kissed the ground. And we had a prayer. I say that's how profound a change happened with just one moment. So we'll begin. Could we shut the lights? And push something there. Can you see it? Just say play.
In Pierce County, a solemn ceremony at the site where a Renton man was gunned down earlier this month. Cairo 7 Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Millman joins us live from Milton with that story. Michelle.
Good afternoon, Julie. It was a small gathering, but a touching one nonetheless. Those who love Tino Patricelli came together to reclaim this area as a place of life and hope.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death,
I fear no evil, for you are with me.
9-year-old Nick Patricelli reads scripture at the very location where his older brother was gunned down only 2 weeks ago. And it is the place that today was reclaimed by loved ones, friends, and Milton community members who did not even know Tino Patricelli.
And so we come together in this place that was taken from us by violence and death. We now reclaim as a place of life and community and hope.
The 28-year-old Patricelli was shot to death after a fight at a tavern on Milton Way spilled out into the street and into a nearby parking lot. Patricelli's father was called last night by Reverend David Alger, who invited him to take part in this reclaiming ceremony.
And as we sprinkle this water, come Spirit and redeem this space and this people from the violence and the death that has occurred here.
Dino Patricelli describes his loss as a nightmare from which he cannot wake up. He tells me the arrest of a suspected killer eases some of the pain, and this event helps a little as well.
Every holiday, every Sunday, we always got together every Sunday, had pasta dinner.
Next time we have everybody over at our house, someone's not going to be there. That's
going to
be
Tino Patricelli's suspected killer is at the Pierce County Jail this noon. The 23-year-old federal wayman is charged with second-degree murder. Reporting live in Milton, Michelle Millman, Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
And now the news that we will do just what we actually do, and please follow along if you can. And if not, if you don't know the Beatitudes, mimic them, you know. Sync, you know, lip sync. And please invite the children also. And Aaron, you want to go up? And it's on there on the top. Begin us.
Good.
Grace and peace to all of you in the name of our loving God.
Amen.
We come together at this place and at this time in grief, acknowledging the tragic loss of women, children, and men, confessing that this tragedy is in part a failure to create a safe community that is humane, compassionate, and just. We ask that God may grant us grace, that in our pain and loss we may find comfort, that in our confusion we may find a measure of understanding, that in our anger we may find forgiveness, that in our sorrow we may find hope, and that in death we may find new life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, please join in response to all lines designated with a P. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. The Lord leads me beside still waters. The Lord restores my soul. The Lord guides me in right paths. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff give me courage.
Please join with me in the Beatitudes from the fifth chapter of Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn,
for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek,
for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
for they shall be satisfied.
Blessed are the merciful,
for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they shall be called children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake,
for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Normally we have a time of sharing, and I would invite the people who are gathered to have a say. We're not going to do that tonight, mainly because we're thinking. I would encourage you, though. How would you share your grief? How would you share your grief in the moments after a tragic loss? And when we think of the moments of loss in our lives, you know, here Reddit and Susan have celebrated 37 years of life. It's their anniversary. That's how we celebrate, though. That's 37 years, brother and sister. And you have grandkids and kids and good friends that brought you Jesus. I know, it was pink. I saw it. And I say that with humor because how else can you, after that grief, they would have a pasta party. They already did, that family, Patricelli's. And cry and drink too much, probably, and all the rest. So I would ask you, how would you share? One of the loneliest things in America right now, Mother Teresa saw it worldwide, and we certainly are diseased with it now. We have no one to go to tell our deepest losses. We have no one, even in families now. And I think this is partially true, that our communities, we can't even go and tell someone how deeply hurt I really am, or that I really am dying from prostate cancer, or that I have a brain tumor, or that I'm getting a divorce for the third time, or that my kid is a gang member, or I've been abused by my father, I never knew it, or by my mother, or my uncle, or my whatever. This is, if we have no one to go to, thank God, God has given us Christ in a community of faith that we can gather together. So when we grieve, we can take the weight off of people who have to suffer that weight alone. And from the African-American community that I've been privileged to know for over a lot of years, you wouldn't believe the number of women who's, out of the 15,000 people shot and killed, who even pays attention to that number, 47% of them African-American. They only make up 12% of this country. And they often now, in Seattle, there's a group of women who are breaking out. We got to share our grief. The Iraqi war, the women in black come, they just stand there silently, not wordy like me. Oh, it's powerful. When and where do you go to share the loss in your life? And I would only suggest this is one way. We didn't know what we were doing, frankly. And we used to just scotch tape the things to those poles, and we started losing them. So we said, we better at least staple them better. So, you know, that's one of those funny things that happens. So the sharing, I pray, goes on. In this village, I couldn't believe all the sharing that has taken place just for the few days I've been here, Paul and Jeannie. And to be able to be privileged to enter into the suffering of someone else besides yourself. Not with answers. It's just simply hold somebody, maybe. And you certainly can hold them in your heart. And our Lord will do that for us and with us, because he is always with us. And when they sing, I want you to hear what they sing, and they're going to have us sing. And we couldn't do it without you. Somebody has to lead us. Okay, so it's Steffi from New York, or Minnesota, or from... She's from everywhere. Okay. So that's our sharing, and now we'll have that. We didn't have this originally. I pushed this because of my Eastern Orthodox background. We have a litany now, and then we continue after the sharing with this litany, which simply mentions the ways that violence comes into our lives. There's more. It could be others, and who do we have? We have somebody here. There he is. And basically, he'll probably tell you this, but... Yeah, you'd let us know the response.
Okay. Yep, you'd flip over to the back side and respond with, "Save us, O God, from the brutality of murder and violence."
Save us, O God.
From the hardship of poverty and loss.
Save us, O God.
From the corruption of sin and darkness.
Save us, O God.
From the terror of gunshots and stabbings.
Save us, O God.
From the bitterness of homelessness and empty pockets.
Save us, O God.
From the snare of mental illness and all discrimination.
Save us, O God.
From the silence of apathy and neglect.
Save us, O God.
From the deserts of ignorance and suffering.
Save us, O God.
From the arrogance of racism and greed.
Save us, O God.
From the burden of grief and despair.
Save us, O God.
And from all evil.
Save us, O God.
And from all evil.
Save us, O God.
And from all evil.
Save us, O God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
know if someone has the ability to hum or sing something? Roland, you want to come up and net her? I know you don't. Yeah. And I want my married couple for 37 years. As we bless the water. As you know, we were all born from our wombs, and our mother's water broke, and out came us, including Jesus. And Jesus came in the flesh, and he then would come in spirit and bless us. So I'm going to ask, actually, my boss, Red, would you bless the water? Sam? Aaron? All right, these guys are eager. We wish a blessing. It's only water, but it's water, huh, with the word.
It's not sticky.
Do you want to just offer? Would you put your hands over it? Please, Netta. And you can do it, too, with your spirits.
Holy God, as your spirit first moved over the waters and you brought creation out of chaos, as you moved over the waters of the sea and brought your people from slavery into freedom, as you move over the baptismal waters and bring us into community and relationship with you, we ask you to bless these waters, that through them, in the death and resurrection of Jesus, we may all be transformed into your new creation, life-living and life-giving community for all to know and see. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks. If you happen to have a sheet, you may want to look on. We come together this night to reclaim this space of death as a place of life. This place where violence occurred, we're reclaiming as a place of life. That this place that causes us fear and anger and pain, we are reclaiming as a place of hope and of community. And so now as they sprinkle, come Spirit to this place. As we sprinkle this water, come Spirit. And redeem this space and the people, including our own violence, and the death that has occurred here and will occur. Return it as a safe place, especially as our children gather here, a place of community, a place of life, and a place of hope. Could you say amen?
Amen.
And if you happen to have the sheet, you can read along. That which was taken from us by violence and death, we reclaim as a place of life, community, and hope. We pledge to work towards a world free from violence, full of love and hope. We commit ourselves to building community that is humane, compassionate, and just. Amen. They're having fun. By the way, that's Rosemary from someplace that's stuffy, Anacortes. I won't tell them what they told me. It'll ruin everything. Okay. You did it. We certainly give thanks for humor. Sometimes the only way you can face some of this is with humor. I give thanks for these guys and his posse. They're all back there. And the Minnesota girls that just came in. That bowl is from Cambodia. It was given, went after a young Cambodian was killed. Just one of those things in the street by accident, sort of. By a car, drunk. And so these become all symbols in communities. Where's Carol? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Beloved of God, go from this place in love. Go from this place in peace. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Love one another as God loves you. As this is home to many of us, it is also home to God. God blesses both this space and us. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our service is ended. As you leave this place, take with you our prayer that each of us might act in some way to prevent the further loss of life due to homicide.
Thank you. Have a good evening.